far from our children and wives, to play our hand in the Newfoundland where the wind cuts like a knife. We were far from the shores of England, far from our native soil, to chase a wish and to hunt the fish and on the rocks to toil. We were far from the shores of England.
Okay, we'll leave the Canadian national band there, Great Big Sea.
Check, check.
And talk to you here.
Looks like it's
Hound Dog.
Good morning, Abel.
Hey, Abel Leakin here with Hound Dog. And we're going to do some local news in the Shepherdstown area of West Virginia. Broadcasting here on Eastern Panhandle Independent Community Radio, Epic Radio. And we're right on top of the Four Seasons bookstore. Matter of fact, we got part of it up here on our floor. And you can just wander in anytime after 10. But if you want to come into the studio here and chat on the radio with us here in Shepherdstown, well, you'd have to walk through the private entrance gate and come into the second floor entrance in the back. If you can find your way in the dark to that, you'd probably be qualified to be president of the United States. So, anyway. We're just judging. We're making relative.
Here we go.
We're just making relative comparisons here.
You know,
apples and oranges and whatever. I want to welcome Hound Dog here back into the studio.
Here I am again.
Have you been to another planet since last week?
I feel like I am. I feel like I am right now.
Okay.
It's another, I feel like I'm another country or something. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't either, you know, and the weather has been warm, more or less.
Don't be whining about that. You remember what last year this time?
I know, we had a derecho.
His asshole deep to a 10-foot Indian, and so took 2 days to dig out of that driveway.
I know you guys were. I saw you and you.
It looked like a moonscape.
You and Rooster were having trouble with your little backhoe there.
Well, we've made out all right.
Yeah, you looked half dead. I mean, you were.
Well, I was wore out.
I know it's going to surprise everybody who knows you, Hound Dog, but you were actually complaining in the middle of that storm.
Yeah, I was.
I heard you filing a grievance against the
bleep a bunch of snow
against the sky. All right, what's going on? And you got any news for us here from the local area?
Well, then there's more of the same on that page.
I told you that now on all my newspapers that I have on my computer, every time a picture of what's his name comes up, I don't get to see him. I see a little kitten,
a little pussy.
But exactly. Yeah. Wow.
They had to. Add this news reporter when they had that there march, all them girls
had
had them kitty hats on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, he was looking for one of them that was out of what's called its campaign. He couldn't find one.
Trump's campaign, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, he couldn't find one.
Well, I told you about.
And if he did, they didn't own up to it.
I told you about our exploits down there, right?
No, you did not.
Well,
we didn't go into any detail about your field trip.
Well, my field. Well, so me and
did y'all get kicked off the bus?
No. So me and Stuart and JB all went on the UAW bus that was, you know, like the Volvo plant up in Hagerstown.
Yeah.
And
we
went down there, and man, they were great. The smart thing they did was is they gave everybody. They went out and just bought. Metro passes for everybody already.
Ooh, cool.
Because when we got to New Carrollton, that's how we were going to go in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the line of people who were either had to get a card or had to update their existing card,
right.
You know, was like 2 hours long. I mean, it was huge. It wasn't in the metro. It was all the way out in the goddamn parking lot, right, filling it up. And so we got to go straight through because we had a card. In advance, right? So that was good. And then we lost Stuart once we got there.
Well, that's explainable.
You know,
he's a man of the world. You guys are from hillbilly country.
Well, that's true because we were, you know, swimming around and a crowd was so big that you had little streams of people going through streams of people, you know, trying to find their way to someplace.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get to the stage, but we stopped because we saw, you know, Lynn Yellett and her husband, Chess, that's the doctor here, lives up on River Road there. She's a little agitator. I love her, you know. She's a perfect agitator, as a matter of fact. I mean, but anyway, we saw her, we stopped, but then, and we were going to move on, but then there was something happening in the tree next to where we were standing. Now, up in the tree, there were a couple of girls up there that had been, you could see the stage from the up in the tree, but they were up there with their own little protest, taking their shirts off.
All right.
Well, as you know, that was the last step that JB took. He got out his camera. It went to work.
Oh, man, here we go. Don Juan.
Don.
Yeah. Every port. Yeah.
Anyway, so as you may see, we hung out there, you know, for a while. Well, that little pro. But I just was the signs were so wonderful, and like there weren't any really very few standard signs. Everybody wrote their own.
Yep.
And so it was good. The one I liked best was "You're So Vain." Yeah. You probably think this march is about you.
Yeah. You see them fake pictures he had on there last night with David Muir?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. About how many people was there?
Oh, yeah, right.
He still whined about that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they had two senators from his camp get up there and say, you know, he's got to get off that, man. It's over.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And what do I always say? We got more important shit to worry about than that.
Well, I know. Okay, but
I mean, there's
not to him. He's concerned about.
He's got the short PP syndrome.
In the brain.
That's what his problem.
That's
is.
True. That's called a lack of self-esteem.
Yeah. Well, Napoleon
Had the same problem.
Yeah.
You know, is that what Josephine said? His wife, that, you know.
Anyway.
You know, he had to conquer the world because he couldn't seem to.
He's an egomaniac.
He's an ego. Yeah, well, okay.
It's all about winning.
It is.
At any cost.
Oh, that's right. That's what it's about. What did you think it was about?
It's rigged. I believe it. He said it.
Well,
it was rigged, all right.
If it's rigged, you have to rig it, right? Rig it. I mean, you know, it's win or lose.
You know what they did back in Kansas when they went to rigging, don't you?
No. What did they do in Kansas?
Put you on a horse and let you hold a rope by your neck.
Yeah. Oh. Well, for rigging?
Yeah, they were rigging, all right.
For rigging an election?
No, for rigging. They were rigging.
I said, okay.
They were rigging you. Yeah. That's the art of innuendo.
My innuendo, yes, right. And so my dad was, you know, born in Kansas. Abilene, as a matter of fact.
Abilene. You ought to play that song. That's a good
one. And, you know, well, I don't want to play this, but I want some more local news.
Well, I got I got one here about, here we are again. I know one thing's going to happen by next week. There's going to be a light right here.
Okay, well, you got to supply that.
Shepherdstown author uses experiences to fuel writing.
Oh, who's the author?
Well, I'm going to let you read this.
Okay, because you got some, you know,
you got your
light.
Glasses on.
And there's the light.
And I'm sitting over here in the dark.
I know.
Well, I feel like a mushroom.
Well. Shepherdstown. see. Hold on. A lot of the book is integrity, honor, wisdom, being smart, and doing the right thing. Ooh, that's a lot. Okay, see, so experiences, wisdom, and knowledge are conducive to good storytelling. George Kidwiler Jr. of Bakerton. Do we know him? Kidwiler. Huh. Has taken his storytelling abilities and put them to paper. All while integrating his collegiate knowledge and years of service with the U.S. Air Force. So he's retired USF Chief Master Sergeant, served in the military for 28 years, including two tours of duty in Vietnam, has a Bachelor of Science in Social Work from Shepherd, Master's in Social Work from Maryland. Oh, so he's into, he's like a Larry Bish character here. That's what he's like.
That's what it sounds like.
You know Larry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he reminds me of.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just substitute Larry's name and read this.
Oh, Larry'd like that.
Since we know him and we don't know George.
Larry, give us a call if you're out there.
Hey, Larry. Well, Larry was listening. He called in. It's good. All right. Okay, I got that. Yeah, that's George Kidwater writing a book. Well, what the hell is the name of the book?
It's right there, isn't it?
Chasing the Ghost. Well, let's see here.
Rucker Gets Ready. Ooh, that front page of the Spirit.
She's bat crazy.
Huh?
She's batshit. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's news.
Yeah, go ahead. I know.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
She had a meeting, and there's probably a picture of Elliot there right next to her.
Yep, that's right. Here he is. There's old Elliot.
What a fool.
Got your ears on, Elliot? I'm here.
Yeah, sell him some,
come on, Elliot.
Stain remover for their suits there, Elliot, you know.
Yeah, where's your tie at, boy?
You know?
He looks like some college kid.
Well, you know, I think he was. He always explains to you that somewhere in the when you meet him that he graduated from the University of Chicago.
Yeah, big deal. Just because you graduate college doesn't mean you're,
Well, in his case, it shows that University of Chicago, which is a prestigious college, made a serious mistake. You know, they do make mistakes every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, I applied to Harvard and they rejected me. That wasn't, you know, I told them that they would regret that. I haven't heard from them since, however, so I don't know.
Well, here's a picture of the library.
Okay, give me something else here.
Give me that. Give me that.
Take that.
What's this one say? It's got a picture of the library.
This one says, dry days ahead. A pedestrian makes her way along German Street in Shepherdstown Monday when a chilly ice storm hit the area. Weather forecasters say, wow, that's an interesting hyphenation of forecasters. Okay. Weather forecasters say no more rain or snow is expected until February 5th, 2018. Okay. Senator approves that she's still learning as legislative session nears. Republican Patricia Rucker, newly elected on the tails of President Trump to the state Senate for the 16th district, should bring a new level of attention to the needs of the Eastern Panhandle, fix the massive hole in the state's budget, and make sure every child in West Virginia is getting a proper education. Who wrote this? This is Brian Christopher. You're an idiot.
Get him.
Abel. What a moron. You know, Patricia Rucker, a new field of attention to the needs of Eastern Panhandle.
What does
And then she's going to solve the state budget crisis by cutting education. Here she sees the education. That's what she's going to do. You watch. That's exactly what she's going to do.
Well, that's all them people that voted for.
Well, they're just a bunch of bull.
Non-educated.
You know.
Yeah. Bunch of non-educated.
You know, she's a. Oh God! You know, the thought of her being there instead of Stephen Skinner, who was, in fact, attentive to the needs of the Eastern Panhandle. You guys having your mimosa on Sunday morning? Yeah? Yeah? Making money at the restaurant? Yeah? Yeah? You could thank Stephen for that. Patricia Rucker doesn't know how to write a bill, and I doubt she knows how to read one. After all, she's a spy from Venezuela, so I've heard. Okay. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore. Yeah. You better tell us about that, buddy.
Well, she just passed away. And
she's 80 years old.
She has ties here in Shepherdstown.
She does. I mean, her family owns that building, right?
Right up the street, the Mary Tyler Moore house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember her from the Dick Van Dyke Show. I used to watch the Dick Van Dyke
Show. Oh, man. What a knockout she was.
Yeah, she was a knockout. And then she had her own show, right, for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I think she was famous. She was another person that had diabetes, and she lived to 80.
Yeah, and she was a big advocate in Congress for diabetes.
I know, right.
A lot of legislation that was passed was due to her.
That's what I heard.
Turning the burners up.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I thought she was a great, great person. And
she will be missed.
She will be. She will be. You know, Patricia Rutgers, one of the things I notice about her is her face has a striking resemblance to the length of Kellyanne Conway's face.
Oh, man, don't go there.
And and Celine Dion.
Talk about dogs. Gee.
You know, I mean, I feel like she's like that. You know, did you hear the one about, Patricia Rucker when she walked into a bar? You know what the bartender said?
Get out.
No. Why the long face?
Yeah.
Same, but, you know, that's right. Okay. Oh, well. Hey, I heard a new definition of philosophy the other day.
Oh, yeah? It's alternative facts. That's what it is.
No. This is a real definition. It's like the definition of a philosophy is you're in a dark room searching for a black cat.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
A dark room searching for a black cat.
Send somebody into a round room and tell them to pee in the corner.
Right. And then I heard theology defined as you're in a dark room searching for a black cat, but you just go out and yell, "I found it anyway."
Yeah. Well,
how about that?
What'd I do with it?
Then the definition of science. Want to hear that one?
Yeah.
You're in a dark room searching for a black cat, but you brought a fucking flashlight.
In a dark room searching for a cat and stepped on it. Meow. There it is. I found it. What's the calendar got to say?
All right. Anyway. Apparently some employee is being blamed for a lead alert in Charlestown. A flub. Oh, the city and American Public University deal moves ahead. What's that? Charlestown leaders are continuing to negotiate the purchase of a building they want to use as a municipal annex, a new home for city police and other departments. $1.5 million price tag for American Public University's 12,000 square foot building at 661 George Street. Oh, that's right, because APUS moved 3 or 4 blocks over. Hmm. Well, okay. Is that really news? I don't think so. Anyway, dry days ahead. Okay, I'm going to get some nice weather here. Cooler, but nice. And I don't know. What else you got there, buddy?
Well, I'm looking.
Should I play a little tune while you're looking?
Yeah, play a little tune while I'm...
What do you want to hear? Give me an artist or something. Want to hear The Highwayman?
No.
No, what do you want to hear?
Stones. I always go to Stones.
Stones?
Nah, let's let them rest.
Okay.
Let's...
I mean, if you can't.
How about some Old Crow Medicine Show?
Oh, I got a little bit of them, yeah.
Wagon Wheel.
I got Old Crow. Here we go. Old Crow Medicine Show. Okay, come on now, man. Come on.
Man, there ain't nothing going on in Shepherdstown.
Really? It's dead, huh? We need to.
Well, it's that time of year, you know.
Well, I know that this week, this Sunday, for example, that, here's Old Crow doing a version of a Woody Guthrie song.
Play that one.
We'll give that a little shot here. Let me get back. Okay. I know what's going on here. Why aren't we playing? Yeah, there's something. What happened here? Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. That guy's
working.
Why aren't there any? What happened here? It ain't playing. Hold on, we're gonna have to start. Say something.
Say something.
Yeah, give us a little bit of wisdom here.
Something.
Buddy. Something happened. My player decided to get weird all of a sudden.
Well, like I was telling you gentlemen earlier, I think we're back to square one again with this. Everything's going to get tied up in Congress and all that, and ain't nothing going to happen for another 4 years. All these great statements being made have to be backed up with dollars, and that don't come from his pocket.
Well,
hell, we'll see whether I know what I'm talking about or not.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do next. And I am done calling him stupid.
Well, the dude from Mexico says, I don't think I'm going to come up there.
I wouldn't if I was him, you know.
No, I think he's going to stand down. I can't wait till him and that guy from Canada get together. That ought to be a good one.
Well, I mean, Stuart and I were talking in. All those building trades guys went to see him the other day to, you know, to get down on their knees and perform a sex act so that they could get some jobs. And I don't know whether they walked away with anything for their trouble.
Well, it seems like the union guys were happy when they left.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, you know, because he said he was going to open the Keystone Pipeline and the other pipeline there. Well, that's some jobs for them. I understand that, but I mean,
yeah, but it's only 50 when it's done.
Yeah,
a major investment like that, 4,000 people to build it and only 50 to run it.
Right. Okay. Well, here's Old Crow Medicine Show. He got something to say to you. Hey, Donald Trump, listen to this.
To the sparkling sands of her diamond desert, and all around me a voice was sounding. This land was made. Yeah.
as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back now, 'cause this land was made for you and me.
Well, that's an interesting little connection here on Mary Tyler Moore, who just passed away at age of 80, and this article from the Herald Mail. Is this from the Herald or from Herald Mail? Sorry about that there. So a two-story house at 136 West German Street here, right here on, right, well, half a block from us right here right now. Since we're 114.
Yeah.
So this would be 136 West German Street. Yeah, on the corner. The home of, originally, of Conrad Schindler, a great-great-grandfather of Mary Tyler Moore. And the actress bought the house in 96 and donated it to Shepherd University to be used for the George Tyler Moore Center for the Safety for the Study of the Civil War. Moore donated the home built in 1795 in honor of her father, George Tyler Moore. The center is a repository of service records for more than 20,000 West Virginia and Virginia soldiers who fought in the Civil War. And she made at least one visit to the area per year for a couple of years, and then several years, and then she traveled less frequently. Anyway, she had a connection here to Shepherdstown. Oh, that's right. Oh, okay, here's another one. Here's another one, a good one. The Waynesboro, Pennsylvania Area School Board this week finalized a letter of support for a proposed medical marijuana growing and processing facility, saying the district appreciates the economic development that could come with the project in something called the Wharf Road Industrial Park. So there you go, school board in Waynesboro. You know, you got to have some jobs. Same thing in Hagerstown. They got a proposed one up there. I don't even have you on, man. Hold on a second.
Hello.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, forward-thinking people.
Forward-thinking people. That's right. That's right. Now, West Virginia will probably be last to do what they ought to do. They can solve their budget problem or part of it. But instead, they'll probably cut education. Instead, well, we could raise some marijuana, but I think what we'll do is cut the schools.
Yeah, we'll just cut in more education.
Yeah, really.
We'll have more non-educated voters.
Right, you know, I mean, I didn't agree with any of the grades that my parents gave me when
you
I was
hear me
school.
Over there? And the other panhandle and all you... God. Hey, I got to line up for the racetrack.
Oh.
The events. The events.
Oh, okay, the events of the racetrack. Are you going to name any of the horses?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Larry the Cable Guy's in the running. He's March 18th.
Now that's a kind of a catch. I mean, he's a little over the hill. Anybody listening to him now? Well, I mean, I was listening
all
to
these,
him.
All, you know, there's so many networks out there now. I mean, these people got
internet.
Well, they got shows on, you know, all these
yeah, I know.
Other networks.
Yeah, you got thousands of networks.
Lick this and lick that and whatever.
I don't advise licking it.
Well, depends on what it is.
It does, doesn't it?
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, that's true, right? You know, if you don't want to lick it, you know, it might not want to talk to you.
Then we got Clint Black, March 31st, April 1st. Then we got Grand Funk Railroad.
Wow.
April 8th.
I mean, they must be in their 70s, too.
Then Sinbad, you know, remember him, old Sinbad, the stand-up comic?
No.
Black guy. He's pretty cool.
I've heard the name, but I don't think I've heard it.
April 21st, 22nd. Then we got Travis Tritt, May the 12th.
You like him? He's not bad.
He ain't bad.
Yeah.
And old Ron Wright.
Oh, I love him.
June 10th.
Oh, I want to see him.
You can't pick stupid.
I want to see him. He's one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, boy.
He's dirty as hell, but I like him.
Yeah, well, you'll have that sometime.
Well, he's not always dirty, but he's just funny. I'm sorry. He's just funny.
Well, he just states the facts.
And, but so do you, Hound Dog. I mean, you state the facts, too.
I got some alternative facts.
You know, alternative facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one here, you know, been invited to the White House, you know, and I'm being considered as to replace the Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education. They found out that she can't write a legal sentence.
She can't write?
She can't write a legal sentence. There was an example of that, you know, where she was quoted or she tweeted, you know, something in response to the president being nominated or inaugurated. And it was an illiterate sentence. And so since then, there's been an her committee confirmation hearing has been postponed. So I'm applying for that job.
Huh. Well, good luck.
I mean, it's Secretary of Education under Trump.
Good luck.
You know, and that's going to be my line. You can't fix stupid.
Oh.
Get him out of the schools.
You heard what I said about 1984, didn't I?
No.
On Amazon, they're sold out. And they're printing 75,000 more copies.
Of that George Orwell book,
yeah.
You mean? Oh, like 1984. What they really meant was 2017?
I told Mark, he was over visiting last night, and I told him that, and he says, "You're kidding me." I said, "No."
Oh, right.
That was on the...
Mark Coates, you mean?
Mark.
The other Mark.
Yeah, the other Mark. Mark Rakes, Bradley's son-in-law.
Yeah, right.
Miriam's husband. Yeah, he's... you know, young man, 30-some, got a baby and trying to build a life and a business. And he's like, man, what's going to happen?
Well?
Just relax. And then he says, you guys have been around a while. I said, oh. And he says, let me ask you something. As he says, comparatively speaking, okay, from your history of world affairs or struggle and strife.
Yeah.
Okay, is this worse or not as bad as like back in the 60s with the hippies and the 13 days with the Cuban Missile Crisis and things of that nature and the protests for, you know.
And what did the Oracle tell him?
This is about the worst I've seen it.
It looks like it's going to be worse. I mean, right now.
I mean, if you can remember 1962. I was 10 years old, man, and I'll tell you what, the people where I lived were freaking.
The Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were definitely shaken by that whole episode.
My friend, when I was in school, I was asked to get under the desk and.
Oh yeah!
Do a nuclear attack drill, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell good
getting under the desk would do.
With a nuclear,
you're
going
to be vaporized. You know what the hell's that got to do with it?
Still, that's what we did.
Just something to do.
That's what we did. We had a civil defense.
Well, that's
drill.
So nobody could see you kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, put your head between your knees.
And that's right.
Yeah, well, and of course you had Kent State. You know, I mean that was an awful, god awful mess.
Yeah.
Huh?
I remember that. I remember some people from
but boy, they didn't come out of the woodwork or out of the blocks as fast as they are now, boy. They're in Philadelphia today. They're all over.
Oh, who's in Philadelphia today? The Trumpers?
No, the protesters.
Resistors. The resistors. There's going to be a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of that, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to tie it all up. Nothing's going to get done over the next 4 years, just like it has been.
Yeah. I wouldn't count on things being the same, you know, as they were. It's not going to be this is a different situation. There's something new about this.
Well, the same. Yes. Yeah, there's something new, all right. Non-education.
And there's so many things going on. And plus, it's
he
so,
doesn't
it's,
read it's, the program.
And plus, it's so global. I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know,
well, when you
everything's
down,
connected now.
Do you realize when you was down there marching with those girls with them little kitty hats on?
Yeah.
That they had all over the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it was worldwide, even Antarctica, of all places.
A good place to have a
and
protest.
And it's summertime down there. It's only minus 15.
Below. Yeah. Hey, man, let's go out and swim.
Dude, it's summertime.
Oh, man, it's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible.
Well, hey, you're the oracle of gloom and doom, brother. I always try and find good things.
Well, I mean, the only good thing I can see is I think the level of resistance was a great thing. That's a good thing. I mean, but I think there's.
Well, we got to take it back.
Complicated issues that
I don't entirely understand. Somewhere it talks about taking it back.
Taking it back?
Yeah, I have to ask Benny about that. There's a rock and roll song that has.
What is the women's event today? That's the one. Let me look up that.
Check that out.
There's something happening at the Bavarian today that.
Ooh, I got a little blurb on that.
Because I hear the senators were there yesterday.
Yeah, they shut. Yeah, something. Well, they could. That was what the big where that crash was on 270.
Really?
Yesterday, the dump trucks and another one hit them in the ass and set everything on fire.
No, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, they had pulled over to let a motorcade go by.
Oh, that's the senators.
And that was the motorcade that went by when that other dump truck ran into those other two dump trucks and a car and set the whole thing on fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it was a big mess.
That's where
the motorcade went.
That don't sound good.
Was the Bavarian.
Well, that doesn't sound good at all.
I'll bet you money.
Okay, it probably was. But let me find out the Women's March. Is this WV? Let's see what happens here. Oh, there we go.
Meanwhile,
hold on. Okay.
Back at the chicken yard.
No, I can't find it, you know.
Chickens are laying eggs.
Hold on, let me just say Bavarian.
Oh, they're not going to tell you. You have to find that.
I saw it on Facebook, you know, so. But it's not coming up as.
They were senators, were they?
Yeah, that was yesterday, but there's some kind of local meeting that's going on all day. The people related to the Women's March that's also going to be meeting over at the Bavarian. I don't know but we got to find out later. Maybe JB can call us in and tell us what he's doing if he's still
staring at that tree.
No, we got him back. we got him safely back home. All right, I'm going to play a little short little tune here. I'm going to look up this thing about this march.
That's
here.
Funny. Hey, now, JB, it's your old buddy. give him the phone number.
You'll probably call us 304-885-0708 if you want to call in and chit-chat on the Abel Leakin and the Hound Dog Show here on Eastern Panhandle Independent Community Radio. And here we go. We're going to do a little bit of alimony. I feel that it's time to talk about that. You know, I know some of you have been paying your
alimony. Well, I hope Melania gets some.
Man, I do too.
If she divorces him, she'll clean up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll show him what the deal is, which side his bread's buttered on. Hell hath no fury as a woman scorned.
I bet he's got all kinds of legal protection, though, on his marriages. Yeah, we'll dedicate this song called Alimony to Melanoma Trump. Or Melania. I saw those naked pictures of her. She's not too bad. Hold on, what?
I like the echo.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But it's like we're deep in thought.
Yeah. Welcome back here to the Abel Leakin and Hound Dog Show. We are featuring local wisdom and color and a number of interesting points of view about what's happening in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And this is Eastern Panhandle Independent Community Radio. Right on top of the Four Seasons Bookstore in the middle of Shepherdstown. If you haven't been here before, well, you've got to get your ass over the mountain and get here. I mean, there's nothing stopping you but just a few mountains, you know, if you're on the west side.
Couple bridges.
And if you're coming from Washington, D.C., why don't you just pass us on by, okay? Pittsburgh would be better for you, I think. Or try one of them big cities. I shouldn't say that. We have a lot of tourist business here from D.C., don't we?
Yeah, they like coming here because we're sane.
You think that's why they come?
Yeah, that's why they come here.
Well, I think they're misguided.
Sane people.
I've met as many crazy people here as I've met anywhere.
Let's don't go there, John. We've had this conversation.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, Abel.
What do you got out? We got any other tidbits there for us?
I'm digging for stuff from Shepherdstown or close by, but it's not much.
It's not much. I mean, it's a lot of just fluff.
It's all
huh?
the same stuff. You know, I mean, Mary Tyler Moore.
I'd like a list of all.
Tyler Moore is the biggest story. At the
I know. I'd like to get a list of all the people that are flunking mathematics in high school. and read them out.
Oh man, speaking of that, they got this teacher now that's he's on a campaign because all the kids talking this text talk LOL and
yeah.
Oh man, he's irate about all that.
He's a teacher around here.
No, he's a New England or somewhere. And he teaches history.
And so he's going to try to roll back
he's starting to mark their papers if they don't BK or BC because strike against you. Write it out because he said these people are going to go down the road and apply for a job and there's a honk. Somebody's going to read their resume.
I predict the opposite's going to happen, that this dude is going to lose his teaching job. He's going to go down the road.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
And they're going to ask him, what does BC mean? I don't know. Well, it means because, you fool.
Yeah.
See, it could go the other way. It could go the other way.
He should have come back to him with the two letters.
Yeah, you know, like
yeah,
you can
two letters is going to answer. He's going to tell him how he feels.
It turns out you were just telling all the kids how the real way to say things, and it turned out the real way had just changed right under your feet, just like the sand rolling out in the ocean.
So that and the parents are talking in code. See, so
that's right. Remember when those kids were when they were little, and your mother goes around spelling ICECREAM.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, she did spell it right.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was the right letters.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, by the way, the president of Mexico.
Yeah.
Has said that he's insulted by the implication that he's going to pay for a wall, you know.
Yeah.
And he's not going to pay for anything.
No.
However, he did make another offer. He says if the wall is built, he will have a free taco day at embassies.
I had this one guy on there this morning early, on the early news says, it's not about fences. It's about gates. We need to build gates, not fences.
That's right. Well, get gates, right.
This isolation business ain't going to work.
No, it's stupid. Well, I don't think it'll work, but
we'll see.
We're all going to be educated here. I could be one of those guys saying, I just don't see what's coming. It turns out that actually Hitler won World War II, and we're coming back to the real thing.
You mean it's not a light at the end of the tunnel?
It could be just darkness.
It's a train coming.
Well, it could be that.
That's what it is.
It could be. Oh, I did that.
They forgot to tell you the tunnel had a curve.
We're going to be saved, or not, or run over. Saved or run over, or the same thing. I don't know.
This poor old horse, man.
By the way, if you get hungry, there's going to be some work doing the pipelines. I think the XL is going to come back.
And all the people that I don't. It ain't worth anything.
Well,
it's crap. It takes too much to refine it, and we ain't going to get none of it anyway. It's all going to China, from what I understand.
Well, I think China,
they like dirty air.
No, I think they're taking steps against it, actually. But, it's very difficult in an less developed country to provide everybody's, it costs a lot of money to clean the air.
Hey, it costs a lot of money to have the ways of the Western world.
That's right. You got to have
that's what they want.
It took a long time. Well, that's true, and they'll build it up. They're getting there.
They wear Nikes and,
I don't know. The problem is they got 2 billion people, right? A billion and a half people. And
whack his pee-pee.
And, it's going to get really tough here. You can't get away from globalization. So you got to.
No.
But I don't know how you organize it or how you get. You straighten out any of these problems. It looks to me like.
We're going to have
a sea of violence here between now and something better.
The American businessman is the most ruthless creature on this planet.
Well, he may be.
Global warming. Man discovered how to make fire.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to manage these matters. It's like an evolutionary test.
Oh, the key word. You can have management or mismanagement.
Well, that's true, but you got.
But management is critical.
But we got an evolutionary problem here. I think it's a test. I think there's all these extraterrestrials are watching how we get through this.
Yeah, I think it's a science experiment.
Okay, they got 6 billion. They got 4 to 6 billion people right now. They got a real problem. Okay. Let's see whether they can get through it without having another gigantic bloodbath.
Yeah, they got teenage alien. This is his science project for his senior year.
Why don't you study what's going on down there, you know? We'll see what the, you know, I don't know how we, it's a tough nut, man. It's a tough nut to crack.
Well, look on the bright side.
It's okay to lie now, though.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
A lie is just an alternative fact. You know? Did you rob that bank, sir? No. Well, what was that photograph of you running out of the bank? That's not me.
I was making a withdrawal.
That was my brother.
I was in line.
You got to gaslight.
There were two guys ahead of me.
You're right. I know.
I have an alternate photo from the other side of the bank.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Right. The other side of the bank. Nothing happened. You know that no trespassing sign? What do you think's on the other side of it? Nothing. This land was made for you and me. Okay, so anyway, well, you know, Abel, we're only 6 minutes from 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Time to go back to work.
Are you going to work today?
Yeah, I got some business.
Business.
Yeah, I got up on the roof yesterday. Hopefully, I fixed a little water problem.
Oh, you having a leak?
No, at the main house.
Oh, at the main house. Oh, okay.
It was a nice day, and it was just right.
Well, when's Bradley going to come over and help you with your skirting?
Are you kidding me? You got any more of that stuff? Huh? They had this story. Check
look,
this
Bill,
out. Here's
Bill,
one.
If you have a weekend day when you want some help, you just announce it, and we'll bring some people over there to fix your skirting for you. Okay. I don't want you to, you know.
Don't you worry.
I don't want you to have your home's underwear
don't
showing.
Don't you worry.
The underwear showing during the
daytime.
I'm
a whole lot tougher than you think.
Well, I'm just offering some help.
Well, that's
you know, I know
all.
That.
Don't you worry. I'm gonna take you up on it.
You know,
Don't you worry.
Yeah. You know, I understand nowadays when the cowboys get too old to ride horses around out in the West, they can now have a over the ground motor scooter that works just almost as good as a horse.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they use them now because they don't have to worry about them getting hurt or anything.
Yeah.
They drive cattle with them now.
Wow. Okay.
With four wheelers.
I know.
And dogs.
Yeah. Four wheelers and dogs instead of
horses and cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, things change.
Yeah, they got radio and you know.
They probably got a bunch of GPS stickers they put on all the cattle too.
They do.
Hey, I got one I got one that wandered right over a canyon.
That's a fact.
You know.
Yep, that's a fact.
Hey, can you drive steers over a canyon wall? Over a, you know, like, you know, if you want to, like, say you were an ancient guy and you didn't have a pistol or nothing to, you know, and you,
well, that's how that's
you didn't
how,
have that, and you didn't, it was hard to make enough spears, so you just drive them over a,
well, that's how,
buffalo, or?
They did buffalo,
yeah, makes it
yeah,
easy.
The Indians didn't do that,
did they?
Very few, not a whole lot.
It would drive them over the edge.
Because they're a plains animal.
Right.
And they wasn't no canyons.
That's right.
Yeah. Where they lived.
Oh, you mean maybe over in Tibet or something there might be.
No. The white man, they started dispersing, you know, these buffaloes started moving, you know.
Sure, migrating.
The cattlemen and would run them over a cliff to get rid of them so they wouldn't eat all the grass so the cows could eat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, man.
Yeah.
There is just so many untold historical tales.
Yeah.
That help explain where we are. I don't know that they explain what the hell we're supposed to do, but I guess we just keep on keeping it. Of course, you and all of us in this room are old enough to... not have to worry about it that long. So, although we can, I guess we can go through.
You never know now.
Yeah. I know. Hey, well, if you had the alternative, if you had the choice to have a little, automation inserted into your body that would let you live for 400 years.
I'm all in.
You'd be all in.
Huh? I'm all in.
You know. I know it's I'm an all interesting in. Thought. It's an interesting thought. You might get, you know, I might get tired after 400. I don't know. I mean,
oh no, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You get to go to the carnival every 4 years.
Well, of course, once you're 150 years old, you can. You can
there may be no
you
carnival.
Can, you could get a permanent job at a carnival.
There's no circus now.
Come see the 200-year-old man.
They done got away. They got rid of the circus. Ringling Brothers.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, we don't like those kind of entertainments. I mean, the virtual entertainments are so spectacular, we don't need the real thing anymore.
Well, that's going to get us in trouble.
You think we should go back to real gladiator stuff instead of fake, instead of this football game stuff? We
instead
should
just of this get electronic crap. Yeah.
Well, or how about do you think that the crowds might cheer if you were actually killing people down there in the football field as opposed to just knocking them down?
Depends on who it is.
You know,
that's relevant.
Don't
too.
They call that in that movie The Hunger Games? And that's about you get to a time where you have these
I don't know,
life and death game things.
Well, so that's going to come to that. I'm going to give food and water.
Oh yeah. Oh hey. Oh, we got somebody's calling in here. Good morning. This is Epic Radio. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, it's Mike Diesel. Oh my God. Well, you called in right about the right time, buddy. It's 7 o'clock.
Oh, is it?
It is. Yes. You know, and I was just
getting ready to bid you all farewell till next week.
Yeah. Well.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, what's up, man? Morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm okay. Just getting ready to head down to try to get somewhere near the Bavarian this morning.
Hey, now tell me, because I'm not trying to figure out what's happening there. Okay, this morning.
Well, we're just gonna, I think a couple of groups are gonna meet and try to park somewhere downtown and figure out how we get our message to our fine senators.
When is this happening?
The Democratic Party is meeting at the Bavarian right now.
I know they are. Yeah. That's what I hear. I hear Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are there too.
We just want to, I'm trying to get over the fact that Senator Warren voted to confirm Ben Carson. So it's a little.
Really? Did she?
Yeah, she did. Well, not without a great deal of, I'm sure, apprehension.
But what did she actually say? What was her reason? Or did she give one?
She really didn't give one. She basically just said, look, this is a vote. A vote is a vote. Blah blah blah. And it was kind of standard political speak. And I think there's folks that are going to be a little bit disappointed. But this isn't the first time we're going to be disappointed. There's going to be more disappointments with this administration.
What do you mean? There's not going to be any presidents under the tree next year, right? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Probably not.
I mean, we're going to, no presents, send all your presents to...
Like we used to say in the defense contracting world, hey, John, why don't you come on in and shut the door?
Yeah, right, okay, yeah, right. Well, that's true everywhere.
It's only going to take a few minutes. Come on in and shut the door.
Well, listen, man, we got to go because it's over and we got to get out of here.
You can call right back.
No, well, actually, I can't because we're not doing the show. I'm not doing the Labor Beat show this morning. We're doing it tomorrow at 9.
Oh.
It's been rescheduled.
Oh, well, if you have to go, then you have to go. But listen.
Well, he don't have to go, but I do.
All I would say is welcome to Trump land, and why don't you go ahead and move so far to the right you fall off the earth, and on your journey, please avoid the orange pea. All right, everybody.
All right, man. Okay, thanks, man. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All
right,
hey, until next week, is Hound Dog signing off. I'll be back next Thursday.
At 6 a.m., for the Abel Lincoln and Hound Dog show. And in the meantime, take care of each other. It's late.
But everything comes next. Everything comes.